Get serious about growing up. Your engineering degree or medical license is too far in the future. And that future is way too expensive and features too much overwork and upfront fees. You are thinking about dropping a fortune on a school that will not refund your money if your education turns out to be largely ineffective, or having gone in a completely different direction. You are not a little bird to be fed worms by your boss and your mama. Nor are you a natural resource to be stripped mined with loans and taxes. You are not meant to be a soldier either, or a worker, a servant, a castaway, or expendable. You have been made poor on purpose, to serve as a small cog in a low-effort economy. You have been tricked with promises and low probabilities. For one, it is not possible to pursue happiness. It's not something you can discover or manufacture. Happiness can only ensue from within you as you grow. And you are meant to grow all the way up until you become a great being. You are meant to leave such a legacy that younger generations will be able to resume where you left off. You will literally spare them the aches and pains that you went through, thus making those aches and pains count for more than misery. You are not allowed to go through your younger days without reading books. That is the great hope of dictators and morons. That is a sure way to fulfill that old fool prophecy that states that a fool is born every minute. And your books have to be religion-free, written by sharp and clear-thinking leaders that do change the world. Your life must be spent in dignity. You have to have a code of dignified conduct. Stand ennobled by your deeds, by the sum of hope and intent across your entire history. Finally, a short note on how to get there. Unless you have a wiser idea that will push you away from poverty sooner, spend your teenage days learning programming. It is not a hobby, though you should treat it as one. And it is not for nerds, though you will have to become one. It is, in fact, a superpower, similar to reading, writing, and arithmetic. And although it is a way to express yourself in context of creativity and art, in context of breaking out of poverty, programming is all about automation and creation. You write a program that will guide artificial intelligence to create all your companies. You need this. You really, really need this. You need to become a conductor where your orchestra is machines and AI. Beyond that, you need to learn to make applications. The user interface is just a tree. Make programs, often as simple as a state machine, where what the program can do is protected by what state it is in. You need to learn to process data with streams that filter and transform objects within. All of this is really easy. You just have to put your foot in the door by searching the internet for tutorials, And I recommend you start with JavaScript, where you don't have to define variable types. Programming will make you so powerful that you will never fear poverty again. And I recommend that your first business is a school where you help others learn programming. And of course, you still need real education. To this end, please understand that teachers are able to get away with ineffective education because they are scaring you with bad grades, bad GPA, and by extension, a ruined future. Coercing you into cramming is not education. That is fraud. You are being sold out for an easy paycheck. You can't learn anything when you are stressed out. Learning means connecting with your curiosities, and you can't do that when you're scared. I think the best start there is hiking while listening to narrated books, being out in nature where things are much simpler, opens up your mind to learning from great beings, to comprehending what you are hearing from a book. More than that, all the great books written by clear-thinking authors represent your intellectual inheritance, your inheritance that has been denied to you with ineffective education. Please, please, pack for the great trails and listen to books written by or about great beings and clear-thinking non-religious intellectuals. It is not just about their wisdom and experiences. You have to inherit their culture, the culture of greatness. In a word, you have been betrayed. And you have to accept the responsibility for your own profound and authentic education. Don't blame the adults. If you press them, all they will do is whimper, "How were we supposed to know?" And there is one last thing. You have to understand and honor that in the absence of authentic teachers, you must become a teacher.